from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Mary Sue Lone, along with Jimmy Olsen. We're filling in for John as he's traveling.
Yeah, we're at least going to do our best we can anyway. And I haven't really heard. Did you hear from John if he made it to his plan of getting out of Wisconsin to a hotel last night?
I did. I saw a picture of him.
You saw a picture?
Well, not of him. I saw a picture of the church.
Okay. So you know he possibly got out of there because I know he was wanting to get home tonight for his son's birthday. So.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So we always remember him on our Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
That's right.
We're excited to be with you. We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
We are sitting around freezing, 32, going to be an interesting morning. In fact, the next hour could be interesting, even with traffic, and we'll have a check on that in here a little bit. And we'll also check in with Mark. So shall we go ahead and get things started?
Let's do it.
All right.
It's a good day. We're going to have Deacon Randy Keel with us this morning, and Chris Magruder will be joining us to let us know what's going on Catholic Women Now. And in the second half hour, Jim Papandrea will be with us to talk about the early church. But first, let's pray.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's check
news and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, he was there. Did he decide not to come back?
I am here.
There he is.
Oh, I thought maybe you fell back to sleep.
This is not April 1st,
Yeah, I have
Mark.
That Barca lounger. I have that Barca lounger in my area here. And yeah, I've been accused of that by my older sisters. Just one in the studio today, huh, Mary Sue? Do I need to call Jean?
I texted her.
I'm going to check mine to see if she said anything to me.
Hopefully everything's okay.
Oh, at 7 o'clock, she said she'll be here in 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Well, she's got
get this.
She's got a minute and a half left.
Well, that'll give us something to talk about, won't it?
Oh, it certainly will. It certainly will. But hey, thanks for stepping in the last minute for John. I know he's trying to go from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, trying to make it to Albert Lee. Didn't want to make the trip. There is some precipitation up there. I mean, it's enough to make... road slick, not a whole lot of precipitation, but just enough to make things kind of treacherous, and I don't blame him for staying back.
It doesn't always take much.
Well, and we could even see some sort of cell coming in
even
with us this morning, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So
yeah, I've been watching the traffic cameras, and they could be interesting for our commute here in Des Moines. So, but Mary Sue, at least you're here.
I am here. I'm here, and I'm present and accounted for. My eyes are open and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the Mercy One studios here in central Iowa. Currently in Des Moines, cloudy skies, freezing drizzle in some of the area around Des Moines, and 32 degrees, as Jimmy mentioned earlier. South winds at 10 miles per hour. That feels like temperatures 24 degrees as you wake up on this Thursday, December 12th. And today we'll see that light mix of snow and rain moving out of central Iowa here later on this morning. Cloudy skies the rest of the day, but warmer. High of 43 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 25 degrees. There could be some flurries in the area overnight. And then tomorrow, same thing. We're going to see a rain-snow mix in the morning on your Friday, a high of 40 degrees. Saturday and Sunday looking pretty good, partly cloudy, but colder, highs in the lower 20s on both days. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the United States is suffering from several different opioid epidemics, all at the same time and not just a single crisis. A new Iowa State University study says there's a prescription drug epidemic in the rural South, a heroin epidemic in the Midwest and West, and an epidemic of synthetic opioids in the Northeast big cities. Now, the Iowa State study centers on county-level analysis of death certificates from across the country that noted opioid overdoses as the cause of death. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in the Big Four matchup, Iowa and Iowa State women's basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes came from behind, defeated Iowa State 75-69 at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. The Hawkeyes have now won four in a row in the series. On Tuesday night, the Dowling Boys swim team defeated Ottumwa 134-31, as we did not have that score yesterday, but have it today. So congratulations to the Dowling Boys swim team. Tonight, it's men's college basketball in the Big Four. Iowa at Iowa State. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock, televised on ESPN2. And Northern Iowa tonight continues their road swing out west. They're at Grand Canyon, as they'll be tipping off at 8 o'clock in Phoenix, Arizona, as they take on the Grand Canyon Antelopes. Tonight, NFL Thursday night football, beginning week number 15 in the NFL. New York Jets at the Baltimore Ravens. They'll kick off at 7:15. That'll be televised on Fox. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has boys swimming and high school wrestling on the calendar for today. Dowling at Ankeny and boys swimming. And that meet will get underway at 5:30 at the DMAC Trail Point Aquatic Center in Ankeny. And tonight, high school wrestling, Valley at Dowling. That match gets underway at 6:30 at the Dowling Gym. And don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have high school girls and boys basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling at Ankeny. Girls game gets underway at 6:15, the boys to follow at 7:45, and our pregame coverage gets underway at 6 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. So join us tomorrow night, Dowling at Ankeny in girls and boys high school basketball. Once again, from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, freezing drizzle in the area, cloudy skies, 32 degrees with a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Today, that light mix of drizzle, snow, and rain will dissipate early, and cloudy skies the rest of the day here in central Iowa with a high of 43 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not bad for us as we get things started. About 7 minutes as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. We do have a stall you want to be on the lookout for. I-80-35 going westbound there at the West Mixer. So that, again, on the right shoulder, but just use caution in that area. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we are so grateful for our sponsors, including Golden Rule PHC.
That's right. Golden Rule PHC provides residential plumbing services in Des Moines. And when you need a plumber, it's like when you need an attorney, you need them right now.
That's an understatement.
And you only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each time. You can find Golden Rule online at goldenrulephc.com or phone them at 888-203-5401.
Well, Randy Keel, Deacon Randy Keel, good morning.
Good morning, Jean. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, I made it in. I hit the snooze button this morning. And
no, you did not.
And then turned off my alarm.
You hit the stop button.
Yes. So to all of our listeners, I'm sorry I'm late. Send me to my room.
Did you bring a note from your mom?
I did, from the cat. Oh, Deacon Tony, are we talking about Isaiah or James?
We are talking about Isaiah.
Okay.
I love Isaiah.
We are looking at the first reading. And, you know, we don't have any stories about what it was like for people to hang out with Isaiah. Have you ever noticed that? We have a lot about his writings. We value the prophet himself. Curious. I'm going to tie into that. We have such a significant writing. Sometimes I think that in a congregation we sit and we listen to the first reading and we go, Okay, let's get to the gospel. But we would not have a clue necessarily of what to do with understanding our Savior if we did not have some of the prophecies, such as this portion from Isaiah. This starts out with the desert and the parched land and the steppe, the sandy steppe. They're going to rejoice and bloom. And then he repeats himself, they will bloom with abundant flowers. And the flowers that this is referencing that later was translated into the Septuagint and later into the Latin Vulgate always referenced a rose. And we carry some significance within our church with who is meant by the rose, don't we?
Yes.
We see the beginning of the mother of our Mary, the mother of our church coming here. And the glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sherry. He keeps repeating himself down here all the way down till he starts to reveal our Savior. Be strong, fear not, Gentiles. He didn't say Gentiles, but we know over and over in Scripture when the wilderness is referred to, it's quite often referencing the forthcoming of the Gentiles. It says, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. That sounds just like Jesus saying to his apostles, fear not, for I am with you. Be not afraid, I am your God. And he says, here is your God. He comes with vindication, divine recompense. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, and the lame will leap, and the tongue will sing rather than be mute. You see, we are the desert. We are the Gentiles. We are the steppe. We are the barren land. Unless we recognize that, here is our God. And this is why this portion of Scripture is here at this place of Gaudete Sunday. Here we are preparing to leap with joy for the coming of our Savior, coming right here at the end of Advent, celebrating our Christmas season. In recognizing also, I want to point out one more point, that the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Jesus points this out in Matthew chapter 11. He says, now go back and you tell everybody what you've seen. Let them know that the eyes of the blind have been opened, the ears of the deaf have been cleared, and the lame are walking. Let them know what you have seen and let them draw their conclusions. And when he spoke this, we know Jesus spoke in four languages. The Latin term that he used for deaf, that's describing the parched land, is absurdus. Surdus means deaf. But in Latin, he put absurdus, which means totally deaf, which is the opposite of ab audire, which means totally obedient. Not only are we to hear the words of Christ, we are to be obedient unto his words. Yes, thank you, dear God, that you've given us a church with rules so we know how to be guided through the desert, through the parched land, and into the blooming blossoms of the glory that you have in front of us waiting at the manger coming in about 2 weeks from now.
You know, the richness of Scripture that I would be ignorant of without Iowa Catholic Radio. Well, you know, because, I mean, just what you just explained, it's like, okay, at first I would have thought it was just the blooming flowers. Okay, isn't that pretty? You know, and then eventually you get that this is really a prophecy of the coming of the Lord. Oh, okay, I get that. But then all of the richness and the nuance that's within this that you bring to us, Deacon Randy, is so wonderful. I really would be ignorant of Scripture if it wasn't for what we do here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, you know, we're all, Gene, the exciting part of this is, I think you can tell, I get really jazzed with Scripture.
No, I couldn't tell that.
You couldn't?
No.
One day, let me tell you about that.
Yes.
But study into the depth of what the words are telling us is so important because they speak our soul. Just as we listen to a singer-songwriter when they give us one of their songs, they're revealing themselves. And here's Isaiah revealing not only himself, but the seat of his soul is the forthcoming Messiah. Well, now we have that word living inside of us to be revealing into the nations. And so when we say at the end of Mass, go forth now, proclaiming the gospel and glorifying the Lord with your lives, that means that which we have heard, we are to be not absurdist. We are not to be deaf to it. We are to be totally obedient to the words which we have heard that have been proclaimed for us, mm-hmm. and to live and walk in that glory.
And I find that, you know, I don't know why, but especially with Isaiah, I find it gets very personal because I look at the lines about the hands that are feeble and the knees that are weak and the hearts that are frightened. You know, who out there can't identify with mm-hmm. times in their life when they have felt so feeble in a situation mm-hmm. or so weak or so frightened?
Right.
And then to go on and say, listen, this is who we are, but here is the hope. Here is your future. And it's to me, it's always so energizing and so full of hope for me for the future that this isn't how it ends.
We are not only that parched land, but we are the desert,
yeah,
that is able to produce the flowering rose, the narcissus and the crocus of the desert. Those were the flowers of the time that came out. And so what a great gift we've been given through this portion of Scripture.
Well, and for those that went to see Father John Ricardo last Saturday night, you know, and with his new ministry of Acts 29, which, you know, the book of Acts ends at 28, and we are Acts 29. That's what this Scripture is calling us to do also, is that to go forth and to be not afraid and to share the word. God wants his world back. And, yes, you know, and we're the ones that are going to get it. So, Deacon Randy Keel, as always, thank you for joining us on Thursday and sharing this. You're a blessing to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. So glad to be with you. Blessings for the day.
Thank you. Hey, folks, coming up, we're going to be chatting about all things Advent. We have a little bit of language translation in our stuff, too, Mary Sue.
Okay.
It's not just Deacon Randy.
Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:16.
And we are so grateful for all of our sponsors, including R&R Realty.
R&R Realty partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in many ways, and we are so grateful. R&R Realty will help solve your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. Find them online at rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Blessed Mother International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mother International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmotherinternational.org. That's blessedmotherinternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio and from the staff. Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to John Lee and Debbie in the Morning. I'm Gene Wells, along with Mary Sue Lowe. We're filling in for John because he's traveling. He's a traveling kind of man.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. Even you rolled your eyes at my singing.
I did a little
bit. Jeez, Mary Sue, I'm hurt. I'm crushed and devastated. Oh, we'd love to hear from you whenever you can. You can text us at 515-223-1150. But right now, I found some interesting stuff about Advent, and I thought other people might find it interesting as well.
Well, you know, we have all these traditions, and, you know, Advent and mm-hmm. the time leading up to Christmas is so filled with all kinds of traditions that each family has and mm-hmm. have, and some of the favorite traditions of the entire year are yes. surrounding the Christmas season.
Right.
And yeah. we don't pay much attention to where those may have come mm-hmm. from, but we have some answers for you this morning.
Inquiring minds want to know?
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, first of all, the word Advent means coming, which, did you know that?
I did.
Oh, you're smarter than me.
Well, no, I'm not. I need to know that because when we talk about Advent in our yeah. CIA, it's probably good to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's probably good to know.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also the translation of the Greek word for parousia. So that's good. And, you know, so we're waiting for the coming of the birth, but also his second coming, which I did know that one.
Yes, yes. I knew that too.
Yeah.
But I can say anything I want. I'll just agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I knew that.
I knew that. I knew that.
And he's shaking his head.
But then the Advent wreath, so it first appeared about, or the Advent conversation first appeared about the year 300 AD, which I found fascinating. You know, that was very early church, you know, their Advent, they're preparing for the coming of Christ. Well, that makes sense. So you're thinking that
they're preparing for the second coming.
And this, well, yeah, they thought it was happening any day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, then the Advent wreath couldn't have been far behind.
Well, just about 100 years. No, actually, it was 100 years before.
Yeah. Well, the Advent wreath first appeared in Germany.
Oh,
the wreath itself first appeared in Germany.
Oh.
A Lutheran minister. How dare those Lutherans. They got this going. He was working at a mission for children, and he created a wreath out of the wheel of a cart.
I knew that.
That's cool.
I did know that.
That's cool. He placed 20 small lit candles that he lit on the weekdays, and then 4 white candles, which were lit on Sunday. I found that fascinating. So they lit one every day, made with evergreens to symbolize the everlasting life, which I'd never heard that, but that totally makes sense. And it's in the midst of, you know, winter and death, you know, and the evergreens.
And darkness.
And darkness.
Yes.
And the evergreens, everlasting.
So what do those candles all stand for?
Well, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, we should do that. The first candle symbolizes hope, and it's called the prophet's candle, which I never knew these names.
And we go straight back to Isaiah, right?
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the prophets of the Old Testament, you know, especially Isaiah, as you said, waiting in hope for the Messiah's arrival. And so, you know, I've heard that, you know, the first candle is hope, and the second one is
faith.
Yeah, is faith. Duh. The third one is joy, and the fourth one is peace. So I had heard those for the years, but I didn't know that they were called, like, the first one's called the prophet's candle.
Yeah, and the second one is called Bethlehem's candle. Micah had foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is also the birthplace of King David. So when they're lighting the Advent wreath this weekend at Mass, you can think about these things.
Well,
so,
except this weekend is the third weekend.
Right, but they'll light all three candles.
That's right.
So the first candle is hope, the second is faith, the third one is joy.
Joy.
Which is called the shepherd's candle.
And that's Legaute Sunday.
Gaudete. You jumped to Lent.
Well, I kind
of... Are you all totally confused?
Yeah. Well, I mixed both of them together, so... But both of those are when they wear their rose-colored vestments.
That's right.
Though
it signifies
pink,
joy.
Come on. They're yeah. pink. But they symbolize joy, yeah. And the angels announce that Jesus came for the humble, the unimportant people like them, too, in the liturgy. And that color is certainly a joyful color.
So think about the shepherds this weekend mm-hmm. when they light the pink candle. And mm-hmm. then finally, the fourth candle.
Represents peace, and that's called the angel's candle. The angels announce that Jesus came to bring peace, and he came to bring peace close to God and to each other.
And what do the angels always say when they come? The first thing they say is, do not be afraid.
That's right. Ooh, we could be angels.
Oh, I think we are.
Oh.
We'll ask Mark about that in a little bit.
Now, I've never put a fifth candle in, the white candle, in the center of the Advent wreath on the birth of Jesus. Because by that time, it's like after the fourth Sunday, that Advent wreath has to come down because now we have to get ready for Christmas. Right?
That's right.
None of this candle stuff. Do you ever put in the white candle for the birth of Christ?
We do. We do that at RCIA, and we use it. It's the Christ candle, so we actually have that lit, and then we use it to light the other candles.
Oh, cool.
Maybe we're doing it backwards, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. Well, one of the traditions that I found is that people put it on their dining room table, and they light the candles before they say the blessing for the meal, and
sure.
They leave the candles. No one ever told me this.
Oh. Huh. Well, get with the program, Jean. Stop hitting the stop button and hit snooze.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so that's your tidbit for the day on Advent, and I hope you you will embrace that and maybe move your Advent wreath from your prayer table,
the closet,
which is where mine is.
Oh.
It's by my prayer table, to your dining room table. Well, I do eat also in my prayer table. The kids are grown, so I am doing that. Hey, we should be checking in with Chris Magruder. What do you think?
Let's.
Okay. Have you seen the veil removed?
I have.
Were
I
you
have.
There Saturday night?
I was not.
I didn't think you could make it.
No, I couldn't make it, but I did see it. I watched it online.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I posted it, shared it on my Facebook page and asked people to comment, and they are blown away.
I'm guessing Chris is flying high right now.
Oh, I would think
and
so.
And her husband will be at the Man Up event on
the
Friday
13th.
At noon.
Yep.
To talk about that.
Yes, and how that all came about. And so it was 5 years in the making.
Yeah, so guys, get on and get your ticket for that and come have lunch at St. Francis. And
well, let's check in with Chris. Hey, Chris, we were talking about the veil removed, and we should probably bring you in. I mean, you know a little bit about that.
Good morning, ladies. Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, on our show today, we're going to talk a little bit about the aftermath of Saturday night and some of the cool things that are happening with the veil, and as well as talking a little bit about how to get the most out of your nativity scene, according to Pope Francis. So,
very nice. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I actually put a picture of my nativity scene I've had since, I don't know, Joel and I were probably only married 5 years or so.
I saw
and I put it on. Did you see it?
Yes.
And I got so many comments. I thought, oh, this will be, I wonder how people will respond to this because I never post anything. I was just looking at this morning like, oh my gosh, people are actually liking this. This is hilarious. So, yeah, very fun.
Very cool. I shared the veil removed on my Facebook page and asked people to comment. So if you want to go out and check out mine, you can watch the video again if you haven't seen it enough.
The
everybody loved the video and very powerful. Very powerful.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, I think when we hit, I don't know how many thousands on YouTube, there was, I think, we have a guy who's watching it and he said, you know, it was like 15,000. He goes, of 15,000, there are only three that were kind of like, it's okay, or, you know, there was one negative comment that just was like, I love the mass. This was beautiful. But, you know, it took me a while to get back. And that he considered negative. You know what I mean? I thought, oh, gosh. So everything's been so positive. It's been a blessing, a real blessing.
Well, and the pieces, the different pieces that people have gravitated to, you know, to me it was the drop of blood that fell into the chalice. That was the part that just blew me away. And other people, it was, you know, the young man saying, my Lord and my God. And, you know, interesting that, you know, you touch the hearts of people, but in different ways.
Yeah. And, you know, and I will, I gotta point right straight up to the Lord, because the drop of blood, the way that, you saw Jesus and then you looked up at him on the cross from the altar to the cross, to the cross, that was something that, you know, was inspired in adoration. So really, truly, this has been a work, you know, that the Lord just kind of put in our hands, and we said, okay, Lord, we'll be happy to help you out. so it's really been a work of his. And I think anything that is of his, you know, works out pretty well usually.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, talking a little bit about the veil removed today, Catholic Women Now, and also the Nativity, like the history of the Nativity. I saw that Pope Francis posted, but I haven't had a chance to read it.
Just, I think some ways to appreciate it, maybe to meditate on it a little bit. Definitely just kind of get the most out of your Nativity rather than just putting it up and walking away. Mm-hmm. There's actually some ways that you can pray with it and, you know, contemplate it differently. Mm-hmm. And as not just for yourself, but for your whole family.
You know, I put the Nativity scene up and the characters, as my kids call them, move. You know, each week, each Sunday of Advent, they move closer. So, and I still do that even though they're all grown. So the Nativity, the first Sunday, it's up, it's empty. And in my journal, I wrote this reflection about it being a barn and stinky and smelly. But that, you know, how appropriate that Jesus would come to a stinky and smelly barn, because isn't that what the world is?
Yeah, it's a stinky, smelly place.
My favorite part is I kind of had an aha a few years ago of Jesus is laying in a manger. That's where they normally get food. You know, mm-hmm. he's the food for everybody. So there's so much symbolism even in where he was laid, you know, when he, as a child, as a baby. So it is very special.
So folks, listen in to Catholic Women Now today at 9 a.m. and rebroadcast at 9 p.m. every Thursday on Iowa Catholic Radio. Chris, thank you.
God bless you, ladies.
God bless you.
Have a good day.
And we want to God bless Bell Construction. They are one of our sponsors. So thank you, Dean.
At Bell Construction, Dean comes to the home or job to give a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job's done, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, will personally inspect your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for over 30 years. And you can reach him at 515-963-4494.
Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. On the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we read that she understands she isn't who she is without the grace that's supplied to her by Jesus, something that we do well to remember, especially when explaining to others our veneration of her. Therefore, we venerate her not because of what she's done on her own. We do so because of her cooperation with that grace given to her. Likewise, we're meant to realize and acknowledge that everything good that we have comes from God, and to use those blessings to magnify the glory of the Lord like she does.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dallin Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and
Welcome in to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio.
That's right, on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app, where you can also listen to our music channel.
That's right, which is wonderful.
I love that, yeah.
It is Thursday, November.
Really?
I'm a month behind.
How quickly December things don't 12th. Fly. Yeah.
Wow.
We love to hear from you. You can always text us at 515-223-1150 with your comments or your questions or how much you love Mary Sue and I. I mean,
do
all of
that.
Do you
do anything special with your nativity set? We were just talking about this during the break. So if you do something fun with your nativity set, one of my funny stories is our youngest one, when we were putting the nativity set up, the kids always helped. And he named the angel Gloria.
Well, my daughter always thought the song was Angels We Have Heard on High was named after her.
Oh.
Gloria in Ex Chelsea.
Oh, there you go.
Deo.
Same idea.
Chelsea. Deo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, we are glad to be here, and we are thankful for all of our sponsors, including Five Suns Naturescapes.
Yes. Special thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting John Leonetti in the Morning. They are passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity come first. Call them at 515-493-1060 or online at fivesunsnaturescapes.com.
Hey, coming up after the break, we have Jim Papandreas. You know who I'm talking about. Papandrea. He is a Catholic author, professor, and speaker, and musician, and we're going to talk about the early church.
So, plus your saint of the day in just a few minutes, and Mark Amadeo will have news and sports, and I think we should pray.
Let's pray. Jimmy?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us.
Amen. Amen. Let's check in with Mark.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Oh, Mark, I missed you.
Yes, you did that first segment. It was Mary Sue and I and Jimmy. So
I know.
A little different, but I'm glad you made it safely in, Gene.
I did pray, and I got a lot of stoplights and cars pulling in front of me, and I'm like, Jesus is telling me to slow down. You know, I asked for safe
That's
travels,
right.
And it's like I think he was saying, you're the one that needs to be safe. So
That's right.
Yep.
Rather be late and safe than be on time and, you know, pushing it. So good for you.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, we got a little bit of weather here in central Iowa that might make the morning commute slick. Hopefully it hasn't reached wherever you are at for our listeners. Right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. We have cloudy skies. There is some freezing drizzle in the area, so be mindful of that if it happens to be near you here in central Iowa. 32 degrees, the south wind at 10 miles per hour. It feels like temperature is 24 degrees this morning. And today that light mix and freezing drizzle will move out. It should be out of here in the next couple hours, and we'll have cloudy skies the rest of the day, but warmer conditions, a high of 43 degrees, southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, flurries are possible, an overnight low of 25 degrees, and tomorrow that rain-snow mix back again for the morning commute. Otherwise, cloudy skies, a high of 40 degrees for your Friday. And on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy and colder both days, highs in the lower 20s, but we should be dry throughout the weekend. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the United States is suffering from several different opioid epidemics, all at the same time, not just a single crisis. Now, a new Iowa State University study says there's a prescription drug epidemic that's in the rural South area, a heroin epidemic in the Midwest and West, and an epidemic of synthetic opioids in the Northeast big cities. Now, the Iowa State study centers on county-level analysis of death certificates from across the country that noted opioid overdoses as the cause of death. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night in women's college basketball in the Big Four, Iowa and Iowa State met up in Ames. And the Iowa Hawkeyes coming from behind to defeat Iowa State 75-69 at Hilton Coliseum. The Hawkeyes now have won four in a row in the women's series. Tonight it's the men's game, Big Four, as the Iowa is at Iowa State again tonight. And that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off, televised nationally on ESPN2. The Northern Iowa Panthers are also on the road tonight in men's college basketball. They're at Grand Canyon. And they'll tip off at 8 o'clock in Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football beginning week number 15 in the NFL. The New York Jets at the Baltimore Ravens, and they'll kick off at 7:15, televised live on Fox TV. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar, well, on Tuesday night, Dowling Boys Swim Team defeated Ottumwa 134-31. Today, it's boys swimming once again, Dowling at Ankeny this afternoon at 5:30 at the DMAC Trail Point Aquatic Center in Ankeny. And tonight, it's high school wrestling, Valley at Dowling, and that match gets underway at 6:30 at the Dowling Gym tonight. Tomorrow night is high school girls and boys basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling at Ankeny. Our pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock. Girls will tip off around 6:15. The boys to follow around 7:45. So join us for both games tomorrow night. High school girls and boys basketball. Dowling on the road at Ankeny tomorrow night. Once again, from the WHO-TV, Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. We have cloudy skies and freezy drizzle in the area, so be mindful of that as you're driving to work. 32 degrees right now with the south wind at 10 miles per hour. And that freezing drizzle should give way to cloudy skies the rest of the day, but warmer. A high of 43 degrees here in central Iowa as the winds are out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen with your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see a bit of a slowdown and a couple problems this morning. Running about 11 minutes as you're heading from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 8 minutes as you're heading in from the East Mixer to downtown. Do have an accident, 2nd Avenue at Northwest 72nd Place. So use caution there, and also still have that stall on the right shoulder, I-35 westbound at the West Mixer. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
A simple act of devotion led to an explosion of the faith through the power of Our Lady.
I love the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe today. I mean, it is such an amazing story of Our Lady and of Juan Diego, who we just celebrated his feast day a couple of days ago. You know, he was living in, you know, what we know as Mexico today when this dark-skinned lady, again, Mary appears how you are because she is mother for all of us, dark-skinned lady, and appeared on the hillside and gave him instructions in his native language to build a church where she was standing. And that vision of Mary, named Our Lady of Guadalupe, became one of the most famous Marian apparitions and really a staple of the faith in Mexico. After the miraculous apparition, the skepticism of the local bishop, those bishops, what are we going to do with them? and the further miraculous image that appeared on Juan Diego's tilma helped build the shrine there in Tepeyac Hill. Through Mary's intercession, 9 million indigenous peoples of Latin America converted to Catholicism within the next few years. And that tilma is still existing. It should have disintegrated within a few years.
It is an amazing sight.
Yeah. So we ask Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, to pray for us.
And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. You can reach him at 515-224-1776.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
You know, Mary Sue, I expect Drew and Davis to, like, jump in and sing the Dowling Fight song.
I'll bet they would.
You know, if our sort of guy, Mr. Ferguson, who runs this, told us to, we would gladly do it.
Oh.
So you don't make a move without Mr. Ferguson?
Hey, he makes the calls, not us.
Yeah. We're going to let him know that. And
yeah,
then,
tell him.
You're going to be in for a whole bunch of new stuff.
I'm excited.
So good to see you guys. We haven't seen you for a while. What's up at Dowling Catholic?
First thing on our list that we want to talk about is the mock trial team. So some of the students on mock trial coach or sort of help out with the St. Augustine's middle school team, and they did pretty good at their regional tournament.
Pretty good.
Yeah, third among the state's top 32 teams.
That's very cool.
And then we also want to call all new students that are interested in a Dowling Catholic mock trial to room 808 to sign up for time to interview with the mock trial coaches.
Oh, so you don't just get to, like, do it. You have to...
No, you got to be the best of the best to make it.
Awesome. Wow. Man, when I was in school, it's like, if you had an interest, you were
I'm out.
In. Yeah. Oh. Okay, what else is going on?
Oh, the band's always doing something, and this week, five people got selected to the 2019 Jurek University Honor Band, which is a big deal, and the students rehearse all Friday and Saturday to perform at a concert on Saturday, December 7th at Harmon Fine Arts.
Very cool. So John Cahalan, Bryce Rapolo-Green, Carissa Castellano, Becca Salci, and Lily Laser. Congratulations. That's awesome.
And best buddies.
Yeah.
So we had 10 of our buddies visit on Wednesday from Ruby Van Meter, and they sort of just toured around Dowling and had lunch, and they always loved lunch, just hanging out with their friends and having some good food at Dowling.
Oh, that's really cool.
And you guys had Father John Ricardo last Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, last Wednesday we had him come in for talk for, like, about the whole day.
Wow. Were you blown away like we were at the Saturday night event? I mean, he was amazing Saturday night, so...
Well, I didn't get to see him Saturday night. No. But
well, you should have. Oh, no. So, but that was cool because it's brought by Oot Feed 'Em.
Yeah.
That was a part of one of the sponsors.
Yeah.
So
it was cool seeing him.
Yeah,
I heard a lot about him. Yeah, he's a highly regarded man. And
yeah. Probably one of my favorite parts of the week.
You know, you can listen to him every weeknight at 8 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Really? We might have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk dance.
Yeah. So the dance team last Friday, they competed at the state competition at Wells Fargo, and they scored Division I ratings and placed second in the Class 4 lyrical category. So congratulations to them, as this is sort of the end of their season and all that hard work is paying off.
Yeah. And you have a new club called Outreach.
Oh, yeah. Outreach Club is dedicated to mental health awareness at Dowling. Anyone is welcome to join. If you're interested, contact Miss Michelle Boo.
You know, it's one of those things that every student needs to make sure that there is not another student that is sitting by themselves at lunch or that you notice is always alone. You know,
yeah.
You never know what they may be going through, and whether in the club or not in the club, it's an opportunity to say, you know, we are family and that we need to stay
together. Yeah, exactly.
So, well, guys, it's been great.
And, oh. Well, last but not least.
Yeah, we can't forget.
This is one of my favorite things at Dowling Catholic.
Fine.
Christmas baskets led by none other than Jeff Ferguson.
Oh.
So candle lighting, our sort of infamous thing, is tomorrow at 1, where we all get together for, like, one last mass before all the seniors grab all their presents and head out to their families to sort of give the families they've been assigned a Christmas that they maybe never have had before, which is, I personally think it might be the coolest thing Dowling does. They help 89 families in the Des Moines area, and they'll give all of them a Christmas that maybe they've never really experienced before.
That is just, I just think that's one of the best traditions Dowling has.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, to look forward to as a senior.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you've been helping with these baskets all 4 years,
and now
this year you get to be that team that goes to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very
well, Merry
awesome,
Christmas, guys.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Now you're on break.
Yes, finally.
From the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more week of school, and then we're out of there, too.
Are you going to come and sing Christmas carols?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good luck with your finals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to all the students, we'll keep you in our prayers.
All righty.
That's Drew and Davis with the Dowling Moment. Let's go to...
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
And here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, December 12th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Masses are planned at Christ the King, Our Lady of the Americas, St. Anthony, Sacred Heart, and St. Patrick Parish in Perry. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with two young adults from our community involved with a new group called ID 916 that's intended to foster community and make missionary disciples. Learn more about this young adult group tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he would like to hear from you. Tell us how you've experienced God working in your life throughout Advent. How are you deepening your relationship with Jesus in anticipation of Christmas? Let us know, and Bishop Johnson may share your witness on an upcoming show. Just text 515-223-1150 and use the hashtag Bishop. That's 515-223-1150. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150. Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. We are filling in for John.
We are filling in for John. We want to thank all of our supporters.
Yes.
Every year, Blessment International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmentinternational.org.
Well, and it's our pleasure, truly. I've heard so much about Jim Papandrea. Jim, I am just thrilled that you are here today. Catholic
Thanks.
Speaker, author, professor, musician. I didn't know you were a musician. That's very cool. But I know you love church history, and you have a new book out called The Early Church. I didn't think you were that old, though.
Well, you know, I'm getting older every day. That's all I can say.
That's good. That's progress.
Yeah.
Better than the alternative.
That's right.
So tell us, you know, this book is, you know, includes about the saints and the martyrs, the, you know, the ancestors of our faith, you know. Which saint really impacted you that you wanted to write this kind of book?
Well, there are a lot of them, and it's a little bit hard to choose. There are so many examples of heroic faith in, you know, the whole history of our church. The early church, of course, is the period that I guess is my favorite. It's the period that I spend my time studying and writing about and teaching about. You know, one of the things that my students sometimes come into a class they thinking they know everything, you know, and one of the things they think they know is that the hierarchy of the church developed in order to keep, you know, powerful rich men in power and you know, for them to get richer. And I have to explain that, you know, no, that's not at all how the hierarchy of the church developed. And in fact, one of our early saints, St. Clement of Rome, who was one of the first popes, was actually a slave, not only before he was the pope, but for a while he was the pope, he was still a slave. And so, you know, what we find out is that the office of bishop in the early church did not develop, you know, for the privileged. It was an office of service, and it was not about money and power at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of fact and fiction woven into the early church, and Mary Sue and I were chatting about whether the Christians really did hide out in the catacombs. Like, inquiring minds want to know, is that fact or is that some myth?
Well, that's actually a myth.
We don't like that answer.
Sorry. You know, the truth is that the catacombs were legally registered burial grounds. They had to be, so the Romans knew exactly where they were. Now, there were times when the Christians had to go there secretly and had to have their funeral masses there in secret, and there were times when they got caught and people were martyred. But the idea that Christians lived in the catacombs or hid out there for any long period of time is really, one of those sort of romanticized ideas perpetuated by the old sword and sandal movies, you know, like The Robe and Demetrius and the Gladiators. I love those movies, but they're not very historically accurate.
Well, and that's why I love these books that give you the richness of our history and then the facts that go with them. Folks, you can find it, The Early Church, AveMariaPress.com, or always check out Divine Treasures. I know they carry your books, Jim. So author is Jim Papandrea.
I hope you can come back and visit us with us again sometime about this, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, love to come back. Always a blessing. Thanks.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Folks, that puts another show in the books. You can pray with us throughout the day, beginning with Read the Bible at 5 a.m., followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary at 5:30 and 9:30, and evenings at 9:30.
And you can pray the Angelus with us at 6 a.m. and the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m.
Many folks are giving year-end charitable gifts, and Iowa Catholic Radio would certainly appreciate yours. We are on air because of your prayers and your financial support, and you can pledge that at iowacatholicradio.com. Lord, be with all of our listeners and keep them and guide them and help them see you, Jesus, in the face of everyone that we encounter today. Folks, make it a great Thursday. For Mary Shulone, our producer today, Jimmy Olson, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.